The worst thing you can do to a ranch dog is spoil him. Let him stay inside in the winter and you've ruined him. For the rest of his life, he'll expect a warm bed. Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I still believe that a cow dog ought to be just a little tougher than your ordinary breed. And you'll never catch me sleeping in a warm house, no matter how cold it gets. So there you are, a little insight into the price we pay for being special. And also a little insight into why Drover would never go far in the business. In addition to being dumb and chicken-hearted, he had a weakness for comfort. Sally Mae opened the back door of the car. Then she opened the front door, too, and put the baby into the baby seat. I watched from the gate. Why had she opened both doors? Why had she left the back door open? Was she trying to tell me something? Was it possible that... I studied on that. It finally dawned on me that she was giving me an opportunity to go on the trip with him. What else could it mean? Women are pretty subtle. They don't always come out and tell you what's on their minds. Often they'll say one thing and then turn right around and do another. A guy has to stay alert and interpret the signs. Why did she want me to go with him on the trip? Maybe by the time she reached the car, she'd thought things over and decided she wanted extra protection for the baby. That made sense. I mean, it's common knowledge that in spite of our gruff exterior, we cow dogs are very protective of children. Well, I can tell you that I had other things to do. I had about 2 weeks' work lined up, and going off on a trip really didn't fit into my program. But a guy can't ignore the call of duty. If Sally Mae wanted me to go, by George, I had to go. So I hopped into the car and sat down in the back seat. Her eyes came up and stabbed me. Her nostrils flared.
Get your dirty paws out of my car! Scat! Shoot! Loper, come get your dog out of the back seat!
Huh?
Loper appeared at the door.
Dang it, Hank! Get out of the car!
Now, wait a minute.
Come on, boy, out! Don't we have enough trouble getting away on a trip without you?
I whapped my tail on the seat and looked from one face to the other. I didn't know what to do.
Hank's getting mud all over the seat!
Hank, for crying out loud, come on, get out!
Loper reached in, grabbed me by the scruff of the neck, and pitched me into the snow. He aimed a boot at my tail end, but I got out of the way just in time. I don't know how you please these people. One minute they want you to... Ah, never mind.